up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And a good morning, afternoon, evening, night, whatever, whenever you happen to be tuning into the Oompa Hour. Here we go, gang, with another week and another hour of great old-time records here on the Oompa Hour, like we do every week. Yeah, we're glad to have you along with us as we do this once again. Just got a big old stack full of old-time records, and I'm just going to play them, and hopefully you hang in there and listen to them for the next hour. So let's do it. The New Yorkers are up. Here's Polka Pops. Just jump right into it, get it rolling here on the Oompa Hour. There's the New Yorkers and the Polka Pops, a little medley of, I guess, most popular polka tunes, huh? Certainly, you knew every song in there, I'll just betcha. And as long as we're talking about songs, you know, don't forget now, the Oompa Hour, you want to get in touch with us, want to request a song or make a dedication, or you're looking for a band or a song or just some general information, or you want to say booga booga, we do read the email, and it's very easy to remember, very easy to send us a note. It's just oompahour@aol.com. Just like that. Wham! The magic of the interwebs will get your message to us. Just that easy. Don't forget, too, we're on Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you find us there. So, easy way to get in touch with us anyway. So, by all means, feel free to do that. All right, Eddie Janik and the orchestra on tap next here in the Oompa Hour. This is the Tomcat Polka. Thank you. Eddie Janik and the orchestra here on the Oompa Hour. That's the Tomcat Polka. And I got a lot of weird records coming up in the show this week. I've noticed I have several records in the wrong sleeves, too. You know, the sleeve says it's one song and the record in the thing is a different song. And it's going to get confusing as the day wears on. I can tell you that. But we're glad you're along for another Oompa Hour here. And a great old-time records coming your way for the next hour. Well, not really an hour anymore. We're down to more like, you know, 50 minutes. But anyway, before we get any further, need to mention the World of Accordions Museum, and you've heard me talk about them before. They're at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and spring is here, even though we're back to weather here in northern Minnesota where you wouldn't believe that. The wind's blowing about 30 miles an hour. Trash cans are blowing down the alley. The wind chill's about 4 below zero. But spring is on the way, and you're going to be traveling and looking for some fun things to do. And the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum could be one of those places. They have a event schedule of a lot of activities that you can participate in during the spring and summer months. They take part in parades. They have music workshops. They have what they call ethnic evenings, where they have a certain type of music featured, like Slovenian, Eastern European, Finnish, Scandinavian, whatever. All sorts of workshops and jam sessions. And don't forget, now they have all the rest that goes along with this. You know, they have the beautiful concert hall where they have many concerts, oddly enough. They have the world's only accordion repair and technician school, where you can actually learn to take care of these instruments. Not only can you visit the museum with over 1,400 accordions and concertinas, but they have all the historical stuff that goes with them. You know, memorabilia, advertising things, photographs, historical documents, all sorts of things about the people that made the music. And it's just cool, and you need to visit them. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, Belknap Street, if you happen to know your way around Superior. And you can check them out online at www.accordionworld.org. And when you get there, there's a link to the new website. I always forget what the new one is, and I know it's easy, but I don't want to try to remember and steer you wrong. But when you get there, there's a link to the new website, and there is a link there for their 2016 schedule of events. So check it out. Harrington Arts Center, World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. All right, I have Baron Stanley and his orchestra up. Now, I don't know if you remember any of these records, but they were what I guess we'd call them budget record labels back in the 60s and maybe even into the 70s. Like Parade Records and you know, Hi-Fi Records and Diplomat Records. And they put out a lot of good records, but they were not necessarily bands you were familiar with. And if they were, they were just like weird tunes. But anyway, this is from one of those. But it's Baron Stanley and his orchestra. He made a lot of great old-time records. This is the Margaret Polka.
We'll be right back.
There you have it, the Margaret Polka, Baron Stanley and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Great old-time records every week is what we do here. Yes, they're all actual phonograph records on the Oompa Hour. Now, everybody knows Lawrence Welk, don't you? Sure you do. Bowsy on the air for like 106 years. I think he was on TV before TV was invented. That's how long Lawrence Welk was on the air. And they always seem to have a polka in every show, sometimes more than one. And we don't play a lot of Lawrence Welk records here on the show, and I don't know why that is. I have plenty of Lawrence Welk records. I think they kind of get skipped over every now and then. I apologize for that if you're a Lawrence Welk fan. There's still Larry's on our TV on our PBS station every week, and I like to watch it because they're actual musicians actually playing and singing music on stage, unlike so much of the new modern stuff that's all fixed up with computers and you don't know if they're lip syncing. And, you know, plus they had all those great outfits. I think the Lawrence Welk show used more things that were pastel than any other show, don't you think? Anyway, I got Lawrence in the orchestra here, and this is the Metro Polka.
The Metropole, he couldn't waltz to save his soul, but oh well, he could polka. He asked me for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss. Then he held me tight like this and danced the Metro Polka. He asked me then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. Was he surprised when I carried him to the church around the corner? Now I've got a mother-in-law, father-in-law, a brother-in-law, 7 kids to call me ma from doing the Metro Polka. Waltz to save his soul, but oh, how he could polka. He asked me for a little kiss, a little kiss, a little kiss. Then he held me tight like this and danced the Metro Polka. He asked me then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. Was he surprised when I carried him to the church around the corner? Now I've got a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, a brother-in-law, 7 kids to call me ma from doing the Metro Polka. He asked me then to marry him, to marry him, to marry him. Was he surprised when I carried him to the church around the corner? Now I've got a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, a brother-in-law, 7 kids to call me ma from doing the Metro Polka.
Aha, Lawrence Welk and the orchestra there. The Metro Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Metro Polka's always been one of my favorites. A lot of different bands did that, but Lawrence Welk there. And let me see, who is singing that there? Looks like it says Roberta Lynn. Does that sound right? I don't know. I really have got to get either stronger reading glasses or a magnifying glass in this studio because some of these records, you know, the label's only so big, so the print can only be so big, and they're a little tough to read now and then. But nonetheless, we can still listen to them without even looking at them if we want to. Walt Sisolak and his musical ambassadors are next. Here's the Itsy Bitsy Polka.
Afraid to come out of the locker, she was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker, she was afraid that somebody would see. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the locker she wanted to stay. Out of the water, and I wonder what she's going to do. Now she's afraid to come out of the water, and the poor little girl's turning blue. It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So in the water she wanted to stay.
Walter Sisolak and his musical ambassadors, the Itsy Bitsy Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And nobody around here in a bikini today. I don't know how this whole spring-summer thing is coming into your area, but I suppose we have people. I know we got a station down in Florida doing the show, and I bet the weather's a lot nicer down there than it is up here right now, because I bet they don't even talk about wind chill down there. Anyway, more songs to get into the show. We have Joe Lukas and the Czech Masters, and this is the Pickle Pickers Polka. Czech Masters, that's C-Z-E-C-H, by the way. The Czech Masters, that's the Pickle Pickers Polka. here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I love when I run across an old 45, and it's a actual disc jockey copy of the record. Now, see, if you never worked in the radio biz, you'd never see things like this. But they back in the good old days, they used to actually send records to radio stations in an effort to entice them to play the records on the radio, see. And of course, now they don't really do that anymore because they want you to pay for everything. But I have the musicals here, and it says right on it is a disc jockey copy on the record here. And I was going to play the Battle Axe Polka on the other side, side B, but I have a feeling they're not singing in English. And I don't feel like hearing a lot of Polish singing in my headphones right now. So I thought I'd play the Beer in Heaven Polka, but also says that it's got singing, and I don't know what's going to happen. And I decided I don't care. But I noticed that some people call it the Beer in Heaven Polka. Some people call it There's Heaven, No, There Is No Beer. There's a lot of variations on a theme here. And the musicals featuring Jerry Krasinski on vocals. Here is the Beer in Heaven Polka.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer. They said there is no beer. They said there is no beer. They said in heaven there is no beer. But now that we're up here, we'd like you all to hear. In heaven we found a keg of beer.
Everybody!
Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer. Hey! Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We found some beer up here. Why yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Come help us drink our beer.
See, they say there was no beer in heaven, like the song, but the musicals say, look at that, we found some beer. Here, there's a hidden keg or something. I don't know what's going on, but there you go. There is Beer in Heaven Polka, the musicals, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And up next, it says, Dean Hansen and his accordions. How many accordions can one man have? And he certainly couldn't play them all at once anyway, so I don't know. But this is the Dean's Polka Medley, here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Červený. Rad to pivo bude pít, až já budu hrobně hnít. Pivo, pivo, pivo červený. Oh.
There you go. That is Dean's polka medley. It's Dean singing. Dean Hansen and his accordions, it says. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, doing what we do every week, and that is hanging around here in front of the record player just playing records, because it's a fun thing to do, and we do it once a week, and we've been doing it for a long time. We're going to keep doing it for a long time. We are glad that you are enjoying it. And also remind you, too, feel free to contact the station or the webcaster or wherever you happen to be hearing our program this week, because they appreciate the feedback. They like to know you're listening. They like to know you're enjoying the program. So if you have a second, take a moment, whether you shoot them an email or mail them a postcard or send them some smoke signals or whatever, they would like to know, okay? Now, this one is interesting. I have Albert Holman and the Polka Tunes, and that's T-O-O-N-S, the Polka Tunes. And what's interesting about this is there's a picture of the band with the record here, and the guys are, let me see, where did I put that? Hang on. Oh, it's over here. It's under this stuff. Man, I do not run a tidy studio, let me tell you. It's got the guys, you know, here's a guy with his big dulcimer and a trombone and the bass and the accordion all sitting here, and they got their sign, Al Holman and the Polka Tunes, and behind them is a row of monstrous amplifiers and speakers. Like, if you took the Polka Tunes out of here and you, like, and you, what do they call that? Like, airbrushed in a different bunch of guys, you could put, like, the Grateful Dead or Jimi Hendrix Experience or something in front of these speakers and these amplifiers, and it would totally look like that it would fit in. And I can't believe that this polka band actually uses all the equipment in this picture. But anyway, I don't know. But here's Gary's polka from Albert Holman and the Polka Tunes. And that is Gary's Polka with Albert Holman and the Polka Tunes here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And yes, that is Polka Tunes with two O's in it, not T-U-N-E-S. So that'll confuse you. All right. Now, speaking of being confused, oftentimes you'll get an old-time record out and it will it'll tell you on the record the name of the song. Like, here's the Josephine Polka. And then in little bitty letters, it tells you it's an instrumental. Then on the other side of the record, we have Marlies Polka. Except it says that it's Marlies Polka Instrumental, that is the actual name of the song, And then in the small letters, it tells us it's an instrumental, which would be obvious since that's actually the name of the song. But I thought that was kind of crazy. Marley's Polka. Here's the Jolly Premieres on Tim's Oompa Hour. Snappy little number there, Marley's Polka Instrumental and the Jolly Premieres. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, and we still got time to throw quite a few more records in here, so I think we'll just continue to do that here on the show this week. I have a lot of stories to tell again this week. I know last week we were just off the scale nutty, and I had mentioned playing a Rolling Stones polka medley by Weird Al Yankovic. And I still haven't decided if I'm going to do that. Maybe that would give us our quotient of crazy in this show, wouldn't it? I'll think about that while you listen to the Chalopsky Oberic. Here's the Anthony Tabish Band. There you go, a little Shalopsky Oberic with the Anthony Tabish Band here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and oops, that was called Hitting the Lid of the Turntable with the Record. A little clumsy today. Well, that's because while you were enjoying that record, I did run down to the record cabinet, and I found a Weird Al record, and we're going to do this just because last week's show was so weird, I thought that maybe we've set a new standard for weirdness. You know, now Weird Al Yankovic has been playing the accordion and making silly songs for probably, 30 years, maybe longer? I don't know. Certainly back to the era of where a lot of the records that we play on the Oompa Hour are coming from. And he is a heck of an accordion player. He is not related to Frankie Yankovic in any way. But he you know, he does weird things. But what he did is he took a collection of hit songs by the Rolling Stones. And I figured out now that, you know, generally I tend to think of an older demographic when it comes to old-time music, which I know is not true because I've been to the polka things, and there's plenty of youngsters and teenagers and millennials, they call them nowadays, at the polka events. And I know there are other polka musicians of modern times that are pretty wild. And I love this because I am old enough to remember these Rolling Stones songs when they were big hit songs on the radio like 40 years ago. They're oldies now, or oldies, actually. And so Weird Al puts kind of a wild polka twist on this. And this is a medley of a bunch of hits by the Rolling Stones all put in to a polka medley. So you probably grew up with the Rolling Stones. And I guess at this point, there's really not much more to say. We'll just turn things over to Weird Al and his accordion. And I'm warning you now, this is crazy stuff.
If I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage, would it satisfy you? Would it slide on by you? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange?
If I could win, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheating heart if I broke down and cried? If I cry, I said, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it, like it. Yes, I do. I really, 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 really do. Hey!
Don't go slave ship bound for cotton fields. Sold in a market down in New Orleans. Scarred old slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him with the women just around midnight.
Brown sugar!
How come you taste so good?
Brown sugar!
Just like a young girl should. A glass of wine in her hand, I knew she would meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want.
But if you try sometimes, you might find
you get what you need. You need honky-tonk women.
Change has come, she under my thumb. So goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you? When you change with every new day, still, I'm gonna miss you.
Game.
I said, hey,
you!
Get off of my cloud! Hey,
you!
and sexy sex. Look at me, I'm in tatters. I'm shattered. This doesn't happen to me every day. Whoa, my.
Yikes! I'm going to have to go get a fire extinguisher and cool down the turntable now. Weird Al Yankovic, that is the Hot Rocks Polka, medley of Rolling Stones hit songs from back in the 60s. And, you know, if you remember, you know, the tunes back in the 60s, you would remember most of those Rolling Stones tunes. And, wow, that is way too much energy into one song. That's all I know about that. But I don't believe we have ever played Weird Al before here on the Oompa Hour. So, hey, every couple of years we'll slip one in there. All right, back to the more traditional old-time music. I know, I just had to do that. Here's the Chicago Hop Polka with the Heavy Chicago Orchestra. The Chicago Hop Polka there, and that is the Heavy Chicago Orchestra. And I was going to look these guys up because right away it makes me want to know, are they heavy guys? Or is it just like, hey, we're really heavy, man? I just, if you name your band that, it makes people speculate now, doesn't it? Anyway, the Heavy Chicago Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're going to head for a tune from Texas right after we hear this important message.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we're going to get away with squeaking a couple more tunes into the show today. Man, you know, I just realized that we're down to the last couple of records and we hadn't played a waltz. So I'm not going to play the side of the next record I thought I was going to play. I'm going to play the other side because it is a waltz and we need one in here. It's the Little Fisherman Orchestra, Guide Records out of Texas. And you know this will be good because the record is in compatible stereo. Remember that? This is the Polish Wedding Waltz.
You can't marry 10 pretty girls. There were 10 pretty girls, and I'll tell you this, that the boy's biggest thrill was to steal a kiss. But it doesn't mean a thing playing kiss in the ring, 'cause you can't marry 10 pretty girls. Now 5 were blondes and 4 brunettes, and 1 was a sunny little redhead. The girls grew up, the boy left school, and at 21 he wedded a saucy little redhead. Oh, that one pretty girl at the village school. Here's what she taught the boy at the village school. Kissing girls may be fun, but your heart picks on one, so you can't marry 10 pretty girls.
To catch me with a trick ending, too. All right, that was clearly not the Polish Wedding Waltz. And I'm telling you right now, it's not my fault. The labels are on the wrong side of the record. I'm telling you, I'm looking at the record. I just played the Polish Wedding Waltz, and we heard 10 Pretty Girls, which is what's on the other side of the record. So I take no blame for that, and I have time to sneak in one more song, and I just happened to have grabbed a 45 from the Powder Puffs Orchestra. They're an all-girl polka band, obviously, with a name like that, and they did an album, too. And I love these Powder Puffs records. Anyway, here they are. And they're going to close the show this week. Here's the Rooster Polka.
Puck, 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 puck. Puck, puck, puck.
Go, the Powder Puffs Orchestra. That is the Rooster Polka as we wrap up another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Can you imagine when they're putting the band together and they're having auditions? Okay, we need somebody who can do a really good rooster and a kitty cat, and whoever can do that best is going to get to play with the band. That's crazy stuff, huh? Powder Puffs Orchestra, as another Oompa Hour comes to an end.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We're going to be back, of course, to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!